We're going to have some Christmas readings, and the first one's coming up. Annabeth, where are you? Would you like to come and thank you very much? So Annabeth's going to read to us from Luke chapter 2, and let's listen as she reads Luke chapter 2 from verse 8.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born for you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby, wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
Thank you very much, Annabeth. Edith, thank you very much. Do you want to come and use this mic here? She's going to read some verses from Luke chapter 2. Is that okay? You okay there? 1-7, when you're ready, Edith. Thank you.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem in the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Edith. And then let's have a think together now about Christmas. I'm going to fire some questions out, children, which you can answer. And the first question is this. What are you dreaming of this Christmas? Has anyone got a Christmas dream that you want to tell us about? Anyone got a Christmas dream? What are you dreaming about this Christmas? Just shout it out, or not. We've got something going on over there? Elf on the Shelf. Yes. Of course. What's the dream about the Elf on the Shelf? Is it something you want to tell us, or doing naughty things? Don't know. We've got a hand over there, Bonnie, isn't it? Oh, a bit louder, please. Sorry, my ears. Didn't hear that, did you? Otherwise, you'd be doing the same. Spending time with my family. Just stop the service there. Okay, Sammy. Right, that'd be a nightmare, Mum, won't it? Yeah, pouring the cereal on the floor. Yeah, we have funny dreams, we do. Maybe we should stop here. Yes, hi. Yes, getting presents. Oh, did you say giving first? Presents, yeah, thanks. Yeah, Christmas dream. Any others? Am I missing some hands? Yes, Annabeth. A drone? Yes! Too late. Okay. Getting a drone. That's on your Christmas list, I imagine. Yes, hi, Evie. Lego? Did you say you're dreaming about Lego? Fantastic, yeah, you're not alone there. What a great toy Lego is. Edith? A pet? It's all coming out now, isn't it? A pet. The parents' faces are priceless. A pet? Lovely. A real pet? What kind of pet? Tiger, snake, a dog. Yeah, Luke. Oh, Ipswich beating Leicester on Boxing Day. Oh, I got a good response. You're not the only one dreaming about that. Let's hope it's not just a dream. Okay, great. Well, thank you. Christmas dreams. I love. There's a poem about Christmas. Many of you probably know it. The Night Before Christmas. you remember what the children are dreaming about? I'll read the first bit. The children will nestled, did it children? Ah, snug in their beds, while visions of, what was it? Sugar plums. So yeah, I heard it. Sugar plums danced in their head. Oh, look at the children sleeping at Christmas, dreaming about sugar plums. What is that type of fruity sweet thing, isn't it? Yeah. Now, many people are dreaming about many things at Christmas. And one of the things we dream about, and one of the things we sing about as well, is dreaming of a white Christmas. Snow. Yeah, let's talk about snow for a few minutes, shall we? Sadly, first of all, actually is for most of us just a dream, snow at Christmas, isn't it? Because where we are, it generally very rarely snows at Christmas. Does anyone remember it's snowing on Christmas Day? We're going to have to go. Oh, Morris has got the years on us. Thank you, Morris. He remembers. Morris can't be alone then, can he? Anyway, yeah. So there are some. Yes, right. Some more hands. Yeah, Beryl, lovely. Okay, so it can snow on Christmas Day. It hasn't in my lifetime. And do you know what the percentage chance of it snowing next Monday is, Christmas Day? Do you want to call a number out? 3%? Is that 0%? It's actually, I looked it up, it's actually from yesterday's forecast. There's 9% chance of snow on Christmas Day. Still a chance, but 9% isn't high, so don't get your hopes up. Children, what do we love about snow? Anyone want to tell us, what do you love about snow? Sammy? Snow angels and snowmen. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. Bonnie? Snowman? Yes. Hi, Layla. Snowballs? Yes. Yes. Sophie? Throwing snowballs at your brother. There he is, looking round. I'd be careful doing that. Big brother's got an arm, haven't you? Yeah. You know what's coming, though? Hi again. Yeah. Everything about snow. Great answer. Edith? Sledging. Yes. Christchurch Park? Yes. Great, isn't it? It's a good slope there. So we're dreaming lots of things about snow that we like. Let me show you some pictures. I think these people love snow. Look what's happened here. Wow. Who wouldn't love that in their house? Put that on your list, children. What about that for a bed? White. And this guy, I mean, he just loves snow, clearly, doesn't he? Or maybe he just wants to be warm. I'm not sure. What about this picture? What's in this picture? What do you reckon this is? Yeah, you know, don't you? It's a snowman in a snowstorm, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Most of us love snow. The chance of snow this Christmas, I'm really sorry, children, at the moment, unless the weather changes, it's not looking good. But let's do something about it. Yeah? Let's do something about it right now. Because you've heard, perhaps you've heard, of a splash zone in SeaWorld, that sort of thing. Today, we've got a snow zone in this building. The indoor forecast for this morning, about 20 seconds time, is snow. Yeah? Oh, okay. It's going to fail. So, kids, if you're allowed to and you want to, this is your area down here. You can come and get in the snow zone. No need to dream. Here comes the real thing. Well, a version of it. Let's go. Yes! Come on, kids! Woo-hoo-hoo! It's snowing! Happy Christmas, everybody! Margaret, let's get you. Oh, magic. Yeah, woohoo. It washes off. Don't worry, parents. Oh, anyone else want to join in? No. We're done. Yeah. All right. Better stop there, eh? Great stuff, children. Go and see your parents and let them clean you up. It snowed. Oh, such fun. It will actually clean them, don't worry. Oh, so good. Everyone okay? Actually, I don't want to know if you're not, because I'm going to get in trouble, aren't I? That might fire up again after the service. Yeah? Okay. Something else after the service, children, while you're recovering. You see these balloons over here? I've got lots of balloons that you can have after the service. I'm going to actually ask you, though, if you do want some balloons, just take them before you leave. Because in the past, people with the balloons on the sticks have used them other than just decorations. Yeah. They whack people with them. So we're going to take the balloons with us if you want. I've got a room full of balloons over there. Okay, let's get back to snow. I mean, we love snow. People are dreaming of a white Christmas. Let me tell you, if you're dreaming of a white Christmas, why that is a really good thing. Because there's some very cool things about snow. Firstly, snow is unique. Press. Do anyone know any amazing facts about snow? Anyone want to tell us? Yes. It's cold. That is amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Anything else? Evie? Say again. Yes. No two snowflakes are the same. Is that what you said? All right, let's just pause on that. I'll come to you in a second. No two snowflakes are the same. That just hurts my head. When it snows, one snowball, how many snowflakes are in there? I don't know, just thousands. And each one is different. That's incredible, isn't it? Thank you very much. That's an amazing fact. Do you want to say yours? Snow's crunchy. Yeah, it's lovely when it crunches. Bonnie? It's what, sorry? It's white. Yes. Thank you. It is white. Yeah. Oh, in Antarctica, it snows in the summer. Interesting fact. Thank you very much. Big sister's having a look. Dad's explaining it. It's all okay over there. It's the hemisphere thing. And I'm like, yeah, it's good. Okay, yeah, good. I got another fact for you. You know, each snowflake has got six arms or sides. And did you know? Apparently, it takes roughly 1 hour for a snowflake to come from the cloud that it leaves and hit the ground. Yeah. But your fact was the best, Evie. They're all unique. And that is something about Jesus. An amazing fact about Jesus, he is unique. Snow is unique. Jesus is unique. There's no one else like Jesus. Because he was a man, or was a baby first, a person, but he was also God. That in one. A human who was God as well. That's why we make such a big thing about Christmas, isn't it? If you think about it, a boy being born in a manger a couple of thousand years ago, well, loads of children are born all the time. But we make such a big thing of Christmas because Jesus was a person and God. So remember, snow's unique, Jesus is unique. Second thing about snow, it's pure. Well, it's white. Ben, you're a genius. Thank you very much. It's white, isn't it? White is a picture of purity. So you see angels at Christmas time, they're in white, aren't they? Because it's a picture of something that's pure and kind of perfect, if you like. They look clean and lovely, that sort of thing. Another amazing thing about Jesus, snow is white and pure. Jesus is pure. The Bible says Jesus is the only person ever and ever will be to be without any dirt of sin on them. He was pure, he was sinless, he didn't do wrong things, he didn't think wrong things as well. That is another thing that makes Jesus really wonderfully unique. Just think for a moment, are we pure? Just in your head, we don't do the hands for this bit. Are you adults? Children, are you spotless and pure, or are you a bit dirty like me, with sin, wrong things we do? We sometimes wish we were pure, don't we? We sometimes wish when we do something wrong, we feel bad about it. We kind of regret, we wish we hadn't have done that. It is clear that we are not pure. We're not at all. And sin, by the way, is the Bible's word for the kind of many wrong things that we do. which is really sad and makes our world a really difficult, sad place at times. It's the things we say and we shouldn't say. But shut up to someone or something like that. Just waking a few of you up there, sorry. Or hitting. We shouldn't hit people, but sometimes we do. Because we're greedy and we get angry and those sorts of things. And then we think bad things. Oh, wow, look at their jumper. Something like that. Yeah, we think things about each other we shouldn't. And sin makes us dirty. And actually, here's a bad thing. Sometimes we quite like being dirty. We hide. And we actually quite like the dirty things. Children, here's a question for you. Who doesn't like bath time? Oh, anyone not like bath time? It's just the Beano then. Yeah, Sammy, thank you. Yeah, there's another hand. Yeah, who likes bath time? Yeah, not sure. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, okay, thank you. Not a great thing to admit to. But I understand, children. I think I was one of those kids who didn't like bath time. But here's the thing. We clean our bodies in the bath or in the shower, don't we? We wash, children, we have to wash regularly, which is right. But what we really need cleaning is the inside of us. Here's the big problem with human beings. It's inside. And though we try and hide our wrong things at times, we don't want people to know what we did, you know, what we said, that maybe we lied or something like that. Here's the big problem. Our sin shows up to God. He sees and he knows what we're really like. In fact, our sin, our wrong things, are so visible to God. This is what he says in the Bible, in a book called Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18. Though your sins are like scarlet. So our sins, our wrong things, are so visible, they're like scarlet, which is a very bright red, isn't it? That's how visible our wrong things. Not necessarily to each other. Right now, we can't see in each other's heads and know what we're thinking or maybe what we did yesterday. But God does. Our sins are like scarlet, which is a really bad thing. Here's another wonderful thing about snow. It's unique. It's pure. So is Jesus. He's unique. He's pure. Snow also transforms. So when it snows a lot, everything gets covered, doesn't it? And it's wonderful when everything is covered in snow. It makes the place look really different. So here's a back garden. Hope you can see it. Could look a bit like your back garden. But when it snows, check out what happens. Doesn't it look different? Really changes it, doesn't it? Transforms it. Here's another place. What about this dirty street in Ipswich? Do we think snow can transform a dirty street in Ipswich? Yes! Oh, look at Ipswich now. Lovely. Here's another question, children. Here's a really muddy field. Oh, actually, you might quite like that if you don't like bath time. But do you think snow can transform this field? Yes! Look at that! It's covered it. It makes it look so different. One more, because you're getting so good at this, and I've got another slide. Look at this old car! Oh, dear. Not good, is it? Dirty. Run down. Do we think snow can transform this car? Do you think it can cover it? Yes, look at that. Oh, wow. And keep this in your heads. This is the special way the Bible talks about snow. The Bible talks about snow. The verse is coming. First bit was, though your sins are like scarlet, bright red, visible. It carries on, this verse from Isaiah. They shall be as white as snow. That is wonderful. So what about our dirty, sinful lives? Can Jesus cover it? Oh, we sound a little bit hesitant. Maybe, if we go to him and ask him to, and we're sorry for our sins, the Bible says a big yes. Our sins can be covered. Now, this doesn't mean we get covered in snow. It doesn't mean we stand over there and snow comes on us. That would just make us cold or covered in bubbles, whatever it was. No, the point is that snow covers and transforms things. Jesus can cover our lives and change and transform us as well. He can cover your sin and he can cover mine. So Did God send snow down at Christmas for our sin problem? No, he didn't send snow. Who did God send down at Christmas, beginning with a S, but it's not snow? Anyone got the answer? Yeah. The Son of God, and his name's Jesus, to deal with our sin problem. That's right. Snow comes down from the sky. At Christmas, we celebrate Jesus coming from heaven to earth for us, to cover our sin. So here's what a real white Christmas is. A real white Christmas is asking Jesus to forgive your sin and to be forgiven before God for our sin. If you're dreaming of a white Christmas, and I am, I always am as well, by the way, then that is great. That is a very, very good dream. Because Jesus came to transform us. He came to make us pure. He came in Jesus, who is Jesus is unique. Jesus is pure, and Jesus transforms as well, like snow. If this Christmas, it doesn't snow on Christmas Day, which I'm really sorry to say is probably very likely that it won't snow, it's okay. Okay, be okay with it, because it's about Jesus coming down, not snow. If this Christmas it does snow, that's great as well, isn't it? Because we love snow. But if it snows, think and remember, Jesus came down to make us white, to cover our sin.